On this episode of Youth Challenge Today, is it okay for Christians to use comic books to spread the gospel message? Or does mixing popular art with the gospel merely serve to dumb down our reverence for God? We talk about all that and more coming right up. You are tuned in to the GCT Network.
This is your Great Commission. This is your Great Commission transmission.
At GCTNetwork.com. This is Youth Challenge Today, Episode 12. Youth Challenge Today is part of the Great Commission Transmission Network, using new media and social networking to go into all the world and proclaim the gospel to the whole creation. To find out more and to partner with us, visit us at gctnetwork.com. Welcome to Youth Challenge Today. I'm Michael.
Hello, I'm Josh.
I'm JD.
This is the show where we explore the things that challenge you in your day-to-day life, as well as equipping you to rise to the call of following Jesus. We'll challenge you, you challenge us, and together we'll be stronger in Him. This is your Youth Challenge Today on GCT Network.
This is your Great Commission transmission.
Gentlemen, should Christians use popular media such as art and comics to evangelize? From the Christian Post, Al Nickerson, a former, writer, Al Nickerson from the Christian Post, writes, a former artist and DC and Marvel Comics, of DC and Marvel Comics. Boy, I've just butchered this whole thing.
That's all right, man. We're not going to hold it against you.
No, I'm going to keep it going. People see what the... I'm not restarting this show.
How imperfect we are.
All right. From thechristianpost.com, Al Nickerson writes about a former artist for DC and Marvel Comics. He created Act of Faith, an online comic that uses unique storytelling and original superheroes to teach the message of Christ. He says, I love the art form. I love comics. I love reading them, drawing them, teaching about them. So I wanted to use a medium that I like to actually express the gospel message. Nickerson believes the comics are a very powerful literary form that function as a great tool to convey important stories to readers. So let's talk about this medium and whether it's okay for believers to use comics to teach gospel truths. Anything else, guys?
Man, I think I'm excited about that topic.
That's going to be a big topic. Yeah. So we are going to get ready to do that. Let's first open up with a word of prayer, and I'll go ahead and lead that. Our holy God and Father in heaven, thank you for this time that we can gather together and discuss the things of your kingdom, Father, that we can further explore your word and see how to apply it to our lives. We are so thankful for the opportunity to use the internet to reach people all around the world with this medium. And we pray that everything that we do here is for your glory. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Hey, youth challenge updates. Anybody? No bites. I'm going to take one. This is going to be a Youth Challenge Today update. Now, we have been releasing short video clips on the off weeks, yeah. Right? So we will release, this episode comes out on a Tuesday. The following Tuesday will be a little clip from this show. We're recording the podcast right now on the video camera across the room there, and then we'll edit it down, make a nice 2 or 3 minute long video that people can watch and use as a tool to spread to their friends. What do people do with YouTube videos? They share them with their friends.
Yeah.
And we're hoping that it will be an aid to start a conversation.
I do have two things, as a matter of fact.
Well, good.
And I'd like to invite anyone that would join us. We do an area-wide in Marshall County. October 20th, we're hosting it at the Chapel Hill Church of Christ. And we're going to start singing and devotional at 5:15, and then our regular worship at 6. Food afterwards. We'd love to have you. Chris Webb, the youth minister at Graymere, is going to be speaking for us. And we're going to be looking at the power of the resurrection and
ooh,
what it has to do with us. The second thing, and this is more of a plug for David Miller and Miller's Thrillers. I don't know if anybody's... I know in this area it's probably pretty big, but on October 27th, he's doing a big area-wide night for the Churches of Christ in the area and is inviting everybody there. I don't remember the exact times, but I think you can look him up on Facebook and check that out. It's going to be a big night for all area youth groups for the Churches of Christ.
That's cool. Is that a Saturday?
It's a Sunday night.
Sunday night.
Oh, right. Yeah. We need to get a link that we can point people to.
Yeah. Sorry about that. That was kind of a last
minute
thing.
No, go ahead. And I'm going to finish up my Youth Challenge Today update and let everybody know that I put up a new page on the Youth Challenge Today website. You can click up there at the top video playlist. And that we embedded our YouTube playlist for the Youth Challenge Today videos and put those up there. And or you can go to youthchallenge.gctnetwork.com/video. Video. And other than that, nothing else. Okay, let's hop right into this, guys. This article is very interesting to me because I have quite the collection of comic books. Now they're residing out in the garage in a nice safe place. They're kept dry and cool, listeners out there. But so this online comic Act of Faith has garnered mostly positive reaction from believers and non-believers. The author Nickerson believes or feels that might change as he begins to tackle social issues. JD.
Yes, sir.
Here's a scenario.
All right.
You, as a youth minister, you have a young person in your group that has an obvious talent for art, especially comic style, and they confide in you that they want to use that talent for the glory of God, specifically creating a book, a comic book that conveys the gospel message, but they aren't sure if that would be a proper pursuit. What would you tell them?
I'd tell them to go for it. And I would tell them two things in that. First of all, I'd tell them to go for it. When I read your post on this, and us kind of studying our show notes, the very first thing that came to my mind is what Paul talks about in 1 Corinthians 9, where he says in verse 19, "Though I am freed from all men, I have made myself a servant to all, that I might win the more. To the Jews I became as a Jew, that I might win Jews. To those who are under the law, as under the law, that I might win those who are under the law. To those who are without law, as without law, not being without law toward God, but under law toward Christ, that I might win those who are without law. To the weak I became as weak, that I might win the weak. I have become all things to all men, that I might by all means save some. And this I do for the gospel's sake, that I might be partaker of it with you." To me, what Paul is saying is, I'm going to do whatever it takes to get people to understand the gospel message of Christ. And I actually was able to do a class on, where is God when I'm online? Did this a couple of weeks ago for a youth retreat. And the fact is, man, we have so many outlets available to us today in order to share God's message, the gospel message of Jesus Christ. And if comic books is just another one of those outlets, why not use it? I mean, we have no problem with church members writing children's books. We have no problem with church members blogging and writing articles. Why would we have a problem if somebody has the artistic ability to share that with the God, to share that through comics? Now, with all of that said, the second thing I would tell them is, don't make a mockery of the gospel of Christ. I think you could do it without making a mockery of it, and that would be my one simple piece of advice: is just make sure it is tasteful, make sure it's done in a way that it's not taken as a joke or
make sure it's glorifying God in a way that's consistent with what you can read in Scripture.
Right. As with everything that maybe we try, it may not be scripturally wrong, but there might be people that have a problem with it. I would just say you might have to know that that's going to come.
Yeah.
Just because you just never know how people
that
are going to react.
That springs board into but, a know, whole yeah, other
and
conversation
I don't get into
right
that.
There.
I don't want to get into that.
Oh, I'm biting at the bit.
Say, no. I just simply say, do it. But just know what you're going to face, what you could face, and keep your goals in mind. You want people to understand who Jesus is.
Amen. Hey, well, let me get Josh in on the conversation here. So, Josh, do you believe that artistic ability is a gift from God or just a fluke or an act of nature, just something that happens?
Let's see. Are you asking me if the way somebody is designed is actually from the designer?
Yes, I am.
Then I would say yes, absolutely. Hey, because it would be hard for somebody to have an ability that God didn't put inside them, yeah, since absolutely. He knit them together in their mother's womb. So, yeah, I mean, that's the simple answer. If anybody has any ability, it came from God.
Well, then how would you help a young person in your youth group, how would you help them to determine what a proper use of that ability is in ministry?
I've thought about this a little bit recently and talked to some different people, but I think we've talked about it on the show about this, how do I know God's specific will for my life? And I think that comes up a lot. One book that I read that was excellent was Max Lucado, and I haven't read much of his. My grandfather-in-law,
he's a great author,
passed the book to me. But it was The Cure for the Common Life, and I picked it up and started to read it, not expecting a whole lot out of it, just to be honest with you, because I hadn't read it much before. But it was great. Had some assessments in there about what you're good at, and the deal is, if it's something that you're great at and you're passionate about, his argument is, then how do you know that this isn't what God is preparing you to do for your entire life? I mean, if this is something that you're just naturally good at, it's given to you from God. It's not something you've had to work for. If something's given to you by God and you're a follower of God, you've got a responsibility to use it. As far as how do they know how to use it or whether it's something that's appropriate, I think of, you remember Bezalel? Bezalel, a good Old Testament, yeah, well-known figure, right? Bezalel is never talked about, but he's the guy when Moses is being given the instructions for the tabernacle, Exodus 31, verse 2, yeah. God says, yeah, to Moses, "See, I've chosen Bezalel, son of Uri, son of Hur, yes, of the tribe of Judah, and I have filled him with the Spirit of God,
yeah,
with wisdom, with understanding, with knowledge, with all kinds of skills." Why? "To make artistic designs for work in gold, silver, and bronze, to cut and set stones, to work in wood, to engage in all kinds of crafts." Got another guy named Aholiab, and all these people that God filled with artistic abilities. Do I get a
You get
home
a
run?
Big hit, baby.
I was hoping you were setting up for it. That's my first. Got it before JD this week.
That's a massive hit, as a matter of fact.
Definitely from God. How do they use it? 1 Corinthians 10:23, you've got the, and I'm taking this a little bit out of context, but I think it works. "All things are lawful for me," or NIV says, "I have the right to do anything you say, but not everything is beneficial. I have the right to do anything, but not everything is constructive. No one should seek their own good, but the good of others." If it's something that's going to be beneficial to somebody else, point them towards God, use it.
Absolutely.
If you sit on it, you're burying what God gave you, and you're not using it for what God wants you to use it for.
Big hit.
Give me another one.
Okay, no, you want another
kidding.
One?
I'm just kidding. Move on.
Listen.
Well, and Paul talks about it in 1 Corinthians 13. He talks about it in Romans 12. He talks about it in Ephesians 4. Now, it doesn't mean he's going to go through every single option of all the abilities that we have, but how many times did Paul talk about diversities and different gifts that we have all being used for the same glory of God? You know, 1 Corinthians 13, 4 through 7.
Colossians 3:11,
yeah,
you know, and building up to it. And this is a favorite passage, especially in the restoration movement, that we pull things out of here that are actually out of context, and I'm not going to get into that, okay? But to read this in context, put on then, starting in verse 12, "as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, compassionate hearts, kindness, humility, meekness, patience, bearing with one another, and if one has a complaint against another, forgiving each other as the Lord has forgiven you, so you must also forgive. And above all these, put on love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony, and let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in one body, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs with thankfulness in your heart to God. And whatever you do in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him." Can I get an amen on that?
Amen.
Let's help out some of the youth that are out there because I could tell you what, guys, I grew up in churches that this would be an absolute no-no. No, you cannot do that.
Because it makes a sacrilege of something that's
totally... Because it's different, where thou shalt write comics and do it for the glory of God. So there are going to be kids out there that are going to listen to this and go, "Wow, you know what? I'm really being I'm being validated in what my skills are and where my passion lies. I want to spread the gospel and I want to do it whether it's a sculpture or painting or what have you." Now, what if they run into the people that are just saying, you know, it is sacrilegious? What do they do?
Well, I would point them to a couple of examples of people who did something like this in great ways. One, C.S. Lewis. I mean, you think about how many people has he reached with the gospel through the Chronicles of Narnia and through his writings. I mean, it's the same thing. It's using an art form. It's using a form of storytelling to portray the gospel.
Absolutely.
And that was his sole purpose in doing
it. Writing it.
And I'll use an even better example that goes back a little bit further. Somebody who used an art form of telling stories to talk about the kingdom of heaven. Went back about 2,000 years ago, and we refer to them as parables. You can't get a better example.
You speak of Jesus?
Indeed, I do, just in case somebody didn't catch that. I mean, that was Jesus' primary form of teaching and communicating the kingdom of heaven was so that people could remember it and so people could attach it to life.
And just remember this, any use of literary art form or any use of literary writing is an art. I mean, we got brethren who write books. We got
songs.
We've got people who, songs is another art form that is huge. You know, feel free to write poetry for the glory of God. You know,
painting the mural behind the baptistry wall.
David wrote songs. But you know, the difference is, and I'm not saying it's a bad difference. I'm saying the perceived difference is, well, this is a little more cartoony. Hey, it doesn't matter. We write children's books that have messages of Christ and the love of God for children. And you know what we write with those? We make illustrations. We allow those children to see it visually.
Yes.
We even have children's Bible stories, with all the Noah's Ark and Moses and all of those packed together in a little cardboard-style book filled with visual images so children can understand it. If this is just another outlet of understanding for a certain group of people, then by all means, use it, you know?
And to piggyback on that, there was a time when the great institutions of the world were founded by and ran by and operated under Christian principles. Okay, the great universities in the world, the great hospitals in the world, the great institutions were a Christian enterprise. And somewhere along the line, within the last 30 years that I can recall, we as Christians have given that up. We said, "Here you go, secular society, you may have these now. We don't want them anymore, and you can have them." And they have taken the ball and run with it. They've run with it. And I am a firm believer, and I teach my kids this, it's time to take the culture back. And you take the culture back by recapturing what was once under Christendom, for lack of better words.
Jesus said, "You are in the world, but you are not of it." And to me, that speaks volumes of what you're talking about. He understood that we were going to have to be a part of a daily life here on this world until he returned. And so in whatever you're doing, whatever opportunities you have, you interject Christ. Every outlet that you
capture
have.
Capture it for him.
Yeah. Mike, can I say something? Because you asked a question a minute ago.
It's your show. You say anything.
How do teenagers respond if they get that response, the critical response to it? You've got all the stuff that we've already talked about, arguments for using those talents and using those mediums. But I would say when a critical response comes, don't argue with it. You know what you're doing and why you're doing it. I heard somebody, I read some book that talked about anytime you argue something, you set the other person up in a position to be defensive, and they're going to argue their side more powerfully.
Yeah.
The best thing that you can do when you're doing something that's new and a little bit different is just calmly keep doing it. Don't let them stop you.
I'll take that into consideration.
Don't get defensive
and keep doing it.
Just keep doing it and let your work speak for itself instead of trying to get defensive and argue about it, because that's just going to throw up more walls and make them more set against something that they don't understand in the first place.
Absolutely. It's like in 1 Timothy regarding the elderly and elders, don't rebuke an elder man, right? Or an elder, actually. Yeah. And speaking of people that are older than you, don't rebuke them. So, yes, have a gentle response, and if you know that, well, it's what Josh just said. If you know that it is from the Lord, and He is leading you into this form of ministry, be respectful and carry on. Right?
Yeah, I think so.
All right.
Absolutely.
Okay, we have about 10 minutes left in this show. JD, didn't we have something else that you wanted to talk about?
Yeah.
Oh, this goes under our youth challenge.
Youth challenge.
Wait, can I throw something in before
I
get there?
Because
I want to end with that one. Just real quick, while we're on the subject of using art forms and using stuff for the glory of God, I got into a conversation with some of my students Sunday, because now here's where I think we tend to get leery. We are all about using social media to spread the gospel. I mean, that's what this show is about. That was Michael's dream in doing it. And that's what I want to push over and over again. Tell me your thoughts on Snapchat.
I don't know. I hadn't used it yet.
I don't have a reason to use it. I can tell you anecdotal stories from people whose kids have used it, and they claim that they're not using it for what some of the stories say, but I don't know.
Well, the thing, as with all media, is there is a danger. Well, it's the same as with anything that's ever been created. There is a danger side to it, you know? I mean, Paul talked about money, and he said the love of money is the root of all evil. That's the danger side of it, and yet even we in the churches use money to further the gospel, the kingdom of God. I haven't used it. I've never even looked at it, but obviously there's a danger side of it. There can be. Just make sure you don't cross that line.
Let's table this conversation, because next episode, I want to address these very things. And so we're going to ask listeners, stick around for 2 more weeks and join us again. We are going to talk about that very thing.
Well, and okay, so
JD, take us home.
We'll save that, all yeah. right? But I do want to mention this, you know, because we talked about Paul's ability to use whatever necessary in order to get the kingdom of God across. You know, I see Paul, if he was one of our contemporaries today, I see him using Twitter and Facebook and Snapchat and all those. And again, we'll talk about it in a later episode, but I see him using those for the glory of
Amen.
God.
Amen. I do,
but
too.
But the key is for the glory of God. So stay tuned. A couple of weeks? 2 weeks, and we'll talk about that even more. With that said, I do want to, for our youth challenge, to end the show today. This is more
hey,
of
wait.
A...
How about a drum roll for a youth challenge?
All right. Two part. Number one, use the talents and the abilities that God has given you. Use them for His glory. Number two, there's a group of guys that did this. Go to YouTube and look up the video. I just went blank on it, but it's
we'll find it and put it in the show notes.
Virtue makes you beautiful.
Yeah, virtue makes you beautiful. There was that song that was a big hit, you know, a year ago or whatever. You don't know you're beautiful.
So how does
or
it
that's what makes you beautiful. Well, sing it for how us, Josh.
You said you
had it stuck on. Anyways, go to YouTube and look up the video, Virtue Makes You Beautiful. This is a group of about 10 or 12 young men, teenage young men, who have changed the lyrics of the song, the popular song. And what they do is, it is a message to teenage girls, or to girls, women in general, to say, virtue makes you beautiful. Don't think you have to dress immodestly or inappropriately. Don't worry about the short skirts and the low necklines. And don't worry about all the things that the world places its significance on when it comes to your beauty. They tell the girls, we want you to know you're beautiful because you're honest, because you're respectful, because you respect yourself, because you're virtuous. And it's a fun video, but man, it's a powerful message coming from teenage boys and going out to teenage girls. I'm going to show it to my teens tonight before we start our Bible class.
You know what's amazing about that the concept of virtue is, I wish I could go back in time to when I was a teenage boy and the age of the guys that are going that you're going to address regarding this, and see what I thought of it back then. I know what I think about it now. And anybody listening, when you get to be our age and you are married, one of the things that you are the most familiar with, especially every Mother's Day, is the Proverbs woman. Is it? I'm trying to look up the King James version right now. As a matter of fact, is it the King James version where it says a virtuous woman who can find, and that's Proverbs 31 verse 10. In fact, let me pull it up here on the electronic Bible, chapter 31 verse 10. Yes, who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. And gentlemen, us three, we know that. We know what that verse means, don't we? Yeah. And we want every young man to know what that means. Yeah.
So here's the challenge. Go watch the video. All teenagers listening, parents listening, go watch the video. And then girls, you think about what that means and carry it out in your life. And guys, you think about how you can also encourage that in the lives of our Christian sisters.
Because you do want to reap the benefits of that.
And that includes showing attention to the girls who are living virtuously, as opposed to just the girls with the short shorts that are getting all the attention from the guys at school.
That's exactly right.
Wow. That's a good youth challenge there. That you spend the rest of your life chewing on that one and perfecting it. Anything else?
See you in 2 weeks. We got some stuff we got to get out.
Yes, we are going to talk about the marks of a stereotypical American Christian on the next episode. And Josh, are you going to have anything lined up for that episode?
Yes,
as well?
Sir, I am. I'd like to talk a little bit about politics.
Oh no!
I'm going there.
Yeah.
I'm going there.
Well, we already talked religion. We might as well throw politics into it as well, right? You have been tuned into Youth Challenge today, and yes, here at the GCT Network, we believe wholeheartedly in using the internet, social networking, social media, new media for the glory of God. We ask you to partner with us by going over to gctnetwork.com. You can listen to not only this show, but all the shows that we do. Right now, it's pretty heavy on video. It's starting in a couple of days from now. Let me roll back the tape, because it was a few days ago. Our friend Brendan Taylor, who was on a couple of episodes of Youth Challenge today, came over to my house and we started working on our new movie podcast called Finding Christ in Cinema. And on that, we are going to watch movies past and present and find Christian themes in them and point those out to you. We will tell you to steer clear of ones that have no redeeming value. Don't waste your time on those. And we're looking forward to producing that show. Hey, go over to youthchallengetoday.com. That's where you can listen to all the past episodes of Youth Challenge Today. You can go up in the address bar, the menu bar there, and click on video playlists and watch the little videos that we put out every other week. You can shoot us emails at ask@youthchallengetoday.com. Have any questions that you want addressed, any topics that you want addressed, send them in, or you can call into our voice line and leave a voicemail at 507-407-GCTN. We will not ask Josh to plagiarize any jingles that may be out there. So once again, that's 507-407-GCTN 4286. Follow us on Twitter at GCT Network. Be our friend on Facebook at facebook.com/GCT Network. Again, get over to GCTnetwork.com. We are available wherever finer podcasts are served, namely iTunes. Go to iTunes Store, do a word search for Youth Challenge Today or your favorite podcatcher. We should be on Stitcher Radio here pretty soon as well, so keep your eye out for that. And from Josh and JD and myself, this has been your Youth Challenge Today.